Hey there, Audio Boo. Adam Daniel Mazzei here at the Real ADM. So, the other day, I'm out with my friend for drinks. And we're catching up, and we're comparing stories. And my friend is an artist like I am at times, I'll say. And basically, I was mentioning to her that I have this really nasty tendency to basically do a ton of reading. And because I'm eminently curious about so many things, I can consume as much as I buy. But I basically read a lot. And as I'm in the process of kind of cooking up my next film project, as I hack away at the idea, I unfortunately have this tendency to continually refine bits and pieces of it. As I, you know, find the best way to express it. And it kind of gets a bit annoying, because just as you think you're locking in on your next idea, you get distracted by, you know, a series of other things that enter your gray matter. And I have to train myself to basically say, okay, that's it, enough. I have the idea. I know what I want to do. Now sit down and crank that out. And don't get distracted one way or the other. It takes a bit of effort. It does, really. Especially if you're like me and the world fascinates you, you will have a tendency to continue to dig into the sources. But it was a great conversation and it was revelatory, I must say. Does anybody else have this problem? I'm sure there's other people like me. I think I read this great quote once by the producer of Lawrence of Arabia from 1962. His name, of course, is the iconic Sam Spiegel. And he just basically said, I remember I read this line back when I was in New Zealand doing my film Crossover in 2005. And I remember the line went along the lines of, the minute you compromise your original idea, it basically destroys the whole artistic endeavor. If you had an idea and it was good, stick to your knitting, don't fuck around, and just hammer forward. Sally forth. This is good advice, and I think I do well to stick to it more stridently. Adam Daniel Mazzei, thanking you again for listening on a very cold Saturday night in Toronto, Canada.